Welcome to this guided meditation. It is an invitation to come and meet God in the midst of your imagination. And I think the imagination is a huge gift from the Spirit, from God, because that is how God can meet us where we need to be met. And so as you begin, I just invite you, if you're sitting in a chair, to center yourself and with both feet on the floor and lifting your torso where you can breathe from your gut, from your abdomen. And we'll begin by breathing deeply. And as you go through the meditation, you know, pay attention to your breath as you kind of come back to it. There may be a time it's like, oh, I'm not breathing. I'm not paying attention to my breath. And so just do, there's no judgment. You just start breathing deeper in your abdomen again. And then also, should I say something that really isn't fitting where your imagination is going, you need to go where you need to go. Just kind of take my stuff with a grain of salt and do what is necessary to meet God where you need to be met. And finally, I would say that if there is a critical voice, that is not the Spirit, that is not Jesus, that is not God. That is some other voice that we probably are quite familiar with, but it's not, it's of us, or maybe an authority figure in a long time ago in our background. So just know that that's not Jesus. Okay, so I'm going to begin with some music. And breathe in for five. And hold it. And breathe out for five. And hold it. And get your own rhythm, but breathe in for five. And out for five. And as you breathe in, sense that you're breathing the breath of God that binds us together, that gives us life. And breathe out any concerns, any worries, any heaviness. Give those to God to hold. Breathing in the Spirit and out everything that you cannot control, but that God holds. And as you breathe in this morning, picture the city wall around your heart. Is the wall around your truest self. Picture the wall's height and thickness and fortification. It's an important wall. Soon, Jesus approaches the city gates of your heart. He's riding on a small donkey, just like the one that he rode into Jerusalem so long ago. And he comes to the city gate. Picture the doors on the city gate that go to your truest self. Are they wooden? Armored? What sort of peak hole? Or are they half doors like a nursery room pickup? What do the doors of your heart look like? Have you decorated your heart's city gate? Is it ornate? Simple? Threatening? Artifacts do you display there to greet your guests with? As the gatekeeper yourself, you ask Jesus, who are you and what do you want? What does he say to you? You decide it's safe enough to open the outer gate. You, the gatekeeper, enter with Jesus. There on the wall of the outer chamber hangs a full-length mirror. The two of you stop at the mirror, and as you look at your reflection, you see yourself at a particular age, particular time in your life. Describe the person that you see in the reflection. Could be today. Could be an earlier time, maybe your teens or maybe even a child. What are you wearing? Clothes of comfort for being in the heart. You see Jesus standing slightly behind you, and he looks at your reflection lovingly in the mirror. And to your surprise, he says, you know, I've always loved how you... What? What does he say? I've always loved how you... And he says, my child, if only you could see how beautiful you are in my eyes. Stand there looking in the mirror at that beautiful child of God. with Jesus standing just behind. After a moment, the two of you look down the hall at another door. You know what's behind it, at least some of what's behind it. Somehow, so does Jesus. I love how timing works. Here we are at the door. And you were going to name that door. So here we go. So what would you name that door was the question. And lovingly, with so much patience, always the gentleman, Jesus says, shall we try it? What happens next? What does Jesus, who knows you and loves you deeply, have to say to you about this door or this room? Spend a moment here. When it's time to return, as you move back toward the outer gate of your heart, Jesus purposefully stops. He takes your hand and he says, don't forget how I love you. What do you say to him? He says to you, about all you've been holding, about what is so heavy that you bring today? I need to tell you this. What do you have to say to Jesus? Two of you step across the threshold, and as you leave, you take a second to think about how tightly you want to bolt the door, or if you give him a key. Jesus thanks you for the gift of opening the city gates for him. and the two of you return to this day blessed and ready. Jesus, thank you for your desire to come into our heart, to spend time with us. Forgive us for being so busy as to presume that you are the same. Use this time to reassure us of your deep and personal love for us, and of your presence and power. Power for strength and for healing. By your love, heal us. We pray in your holy name. Amen.